This is the Jeff Horovitz Show on 97.1 The Big Talker.
All right, a little wokeness update and an EV letdown may be coming with Bruce Sithinger, plus Representative Walt Blackman, and my top news picks of the day. The Jeff Horovitz Show starts now.
Wondering.
She didn't get the preview. Yeah, you didn't get in the show started there. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for listening. Jeff Horovitz here. Happy to be here with you today with Olivia, who's got some great comments from you and some additions to our giveaway. And we've also got Bruce Sithinger popping into the studio here in just a little bit. He wants to talk about, there's been all this talk about the EV cars, electric vehicles. And then you had these politicians, they're not even elected, these unelected bureaucrats that are now saying, oh, I'm glad gas prices are higher because that'll just, everybody can just get an EV. Well, Bruce seems to think, who has several EVs, including a Tesla, including, I don't know, he's got like that GM car, one of those earlier electric cars. He's going to say that he thinks a lot of people are going to be let down. Plus, we got some woke updates, including James Madison. If you go to his estate, Bruce got an update on that as well. Also, Representative Walt Blackman will join us. And it's been frustrating to watch these mailers and see these political ads, the slaughter that's going on between Republicans. I'm getting sick of it. It's, one of these...
The mailboxes stuffed every day.
Yeah, one of these people are going to be the nominee for whatever office, whether it's Congress, whether it's the Senate. And it's just like, can you just tone it back just a little bit? I mean, is this all about you getting an office or getting, winning coming up here in November? I'm getting frustrated. You probably are too. You probably already voted. And actually today, they tell me, is the last day you can put it in the mail. So if you still have your mail-in ballot, you have to get it in the mail today. If it's going to make it by next Tuesday, it seems like it would make it there before then, but I don't know if a bunch of people do this all at once. You know how things get delayed nowadays. So get that thing in and vote. Or as we were talking with George Califf yesterday, he's saying you can drop it off at those ballot drop locations or the county recorder, or you can go into the election center on election day and drop it off there. But anyway, Olivia, give out the number and want people to leave their comments today, plus email as well. We'd love to hear from you and share those comments.
877-971-3971, or you can email talkwithjeff@icloud.com.
And we love all your emails. I've got a survey, too, from studyfinds.org, about fear in this country. And I think we'll spend more time on this with Bruce Sithinger in a little bit. But here's just a couple bullet points. 52% fear they're in danger every day. 52% of the American population feels that they're in danger every day, even at home, which I guess you are. I mean,
like danger, what kind of danger?
I don't know. I mean, every little thing, people are nervous.
It's not like COVID or
it could be. I think a lot of this, actually, I'm glad you brought that up, Olivia, because I think a lot of people, especially younger people, imagine maybe you were a teenager or something and you grew up with COVID and you're in 3 years into this thing or even younger. And it's just, you're always going to have that fear instilled. But here's the survey. Over half of Americans feel like they're in imminent danger at least once a day. A new poll of 2,000 Americans analyzed how they feel about their personal safety and found 52% feel on edge every day. I feel on edge. You feel on edge? Feel on edge. Younger Americans were the most likely to feel concerned about their safety on a daily basis, with 75% of those between the ages of 25 and 34 agreeing with this statement. So 3/4 of those of younger folks out there, 25 to 34, are on edge every day or are worried. And I just chill out.
I would be scared if someone was breaking into my house or like there was a spider the size of my house coming straight towards me.
I would be too. I mean, if there's like
haunted by a ghost, but
ghost, yeah. Zombie apocalypse. Don't watch Fear the Walking Dead. I watched the first, it's like 5 seasons in. I watched the first season of that. And I just found it interesting about how quickly society collapsed when all this happened, when the zombie apocalypse happened. But no, if there was big, like, I told you about that movie, The Mist, they're all stuck in this supermarket. It's a Stephen King book, right? And there's big interdimensional beings eating people and stuff like that. I would be on edge.
You didn't tell me that part.
I didn't tell you that one. Yeah, that one.
You just said something about a supermarket. And I was like, eh.
Yeah. Anyway, I think people just need to take a breath. Now, later on when Bruce gets here, we'll analyze this and talk about this just a little bit more. But they also talk about how people protect themselves from that fear. What do you think? When you think protect yourself and feeling secure.
Well, the first thing secure. I thought was putting on a mask.
No, you think of something else.
Was that other people would think?
No, a firearm, right?
Oh, yeah.
But it's not even in there. It's like, you know, they buy a can of mace or something. So anyway, we'll hit this a little bit more. Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Send us an email. We'll try to read them here in just a little bit. Let's see. The Friends of the NRA Chino Valley, let's offer these tickets up. I'd like to get a few more responses than we got yesterday. So we want to get this, the name. If you didn't hear about this, Olivia, give the details here.
Two tickets, I'm sure, for one person, right?
Yes, one lucky winner gets two tickets.
At about a $250 value.
That's good.
You have to get this in by tomorrow at like 11:59.
End of the day.
Yeah. Yep. So there will be like food and firearms there, and you can win guns, gear, decor, and collectibles.
There you go. So
in Chino Valley.
Yeah, this is NRA, Friends of the NRA Chino Valley. So really anywhere in Northern Arizona. It's coming up. I didn't put the date. This is I think this is coming up Saturday. We need to double check on that in the break, because maybe that's why we got a little less than normal on this one. Just people are like, when the heck is this thing? I'm pretty sure it's coming up this Saturday. So two tickets, $250 value. Email talkwithjeff at iCloud.com, and we'll randomly pick one winner for the two tickets. So if you want to go to Friends of the NRA Chino Valley Dinner, have a good time, two tickets, email talkwithjeff at iCloud.com. That's talkwithjeff at iCloud.com. All right, let's get to some of my top news picks before we get to Bruce Sidlinger. And also, we'll hear from Representative Walt Blackman coming up in just a few. I have to take a breath.
I was wondering what that was about.
It's that stress. What were you saying? 52% of Americans feel on edge. I feel on edge every time Biden does something. So maybe that's what it is.
Turn around and there could be a zombie behind me.
I would be less fearful about the zombie behind me than Biden running the country. At least there's a solution to the zombie. White House announces sale of additional 20 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. This is the Biden according to Fox News, this is the Biden administration's fifth announced sale of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is not, shouldn't be used because, you know, we stopped drilling a lot of places. We got rid of leases on federal grounds. And
We were really stupid.
We were really stupid about our energy policy, and we went begging to Saudi Arabia and Venezuela and, you know, our enemies and et cetera, et cetera. I think the point of the Strategic Oil Reserve is you know, we're at war. We're in a situation.
We use
not
these attacks. Exactly. We're gonna wish we had
exactly.
That.
It's not supposed to be because oil prices went up because of very bad policy. Well, that's what they've been doing. So this is the fifth time releasing another 20 million barrels of oil. There's estimates that by juicing up and tapping into the Strategic Oil Reserve, it's brought down gas by about 40 cents or so. Okay, you're saving some money. I get it. But is this the best decision? Well, no, it's a political expedient decision. So they're going to keep doing that. I swear gas cards come in this November when election comes. They're going to try to bribe people for the votes. Now, I got a political ad. This is my political ad of the day. Senator Mark Kelly, Bill, this is one of his ads that I came across one of these sites. You know, as I'm going along, it pops up on the screen. Senator Mark Kelly, Bill would suspend federal gas tax to ease costs. Okay. So another 18 cents, Senator Mark Kelly, you know, he's in a heated race he's the Democrat nominee. There's nobody challenging him, but whoever comes out of this Republican primary is going to go up against Kelly. He's finishing up his first, the partial term that was left by the late Senator John McCain. So he's big behind getting rid of this 18 cents per gallon federal gas tax. Okay. That's fine. This is all sleight of hand stuff though. This does nothing long term. Yeah, you're going to save 18 cents. I want you to save money. But where's Mark Kelly's cut to the federal budget? Where's his cut? Federal budget's out of control. We're trillion-plus dollar deficits, and he wants to make the deficit bigger by bribing voters with 18 cents? That's what he's doing. So why not reduce? Here, Senator Kelly, I know you've never been on the show. I don't know if you know where Northern Arizona is.
Or that it exists.
Yeah, I've never seen you up here, but why not cut the federal budget and do some serious work here and pass those savings, just like we have to do in our home budgets. Why not cut the federal budget and pass those savings on to the American people. Okay, fine. Whatever 18 cents per gallon adds up to, however many billions of dollars that goes into the transportation fund or whatever, the trust fund. Everything's a trust fund. Trust that they're not going to spend it and blow the money, right? Anyway, why not cut the federal budget? Never going to do it. Never going to do it. Mm-mm. Anyway, Mark Kelly, if you're listening, we'd love your email. Talk with Jeff. You can email us, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Questions have, speaking of transportation, Karen Taylor Robeson, you know, she's running for governor. It's a heated race between Carrie Lake and Karen Taylor Robeson. 3TV is reporting that there's questions abound. And Bruce Siblinger just walked in, so this one's a flight-related one, so we'll see if we can get him to chime in here real quick. But there's questions abound about her campaign stops. Flight records show a private jet registered to her husband's company made an 11-minute flight from Scottsdale to Glendale. And let's see, I lost my spot there. 11-minute flight from Scottsdale to Glendale and a short drive from her campaign event with Vice President Pence last week. A few hours later, the same jet flew from Glendale to a town near Tucson, where Pence and Robeson appeared at another campaign stop. Robeson's campaign denied she was on the private jet for the 11-minute flight and said nothing about the rest of her travel arrangements. I guess it was empty. Maybe they're bringing food or something. Anyway, Arizona family looked at her flights made by the private jet and found several stops that coincided with Robeson campaign events that were not reported on her campaign finance reports. In May, the jet flew to Nashville, where Robeson reportedly courted the support of the Republican Governors Association at one of the meetings. Flight records also show the jet took off from Prescott to San Diego on July 2nd, shortly after she posted a picture from Prescott Rodeo. 3 days later, the jet flew from San Diego to Kingman, where Robeson met with the Kingman Republican Women's Club. So the spokesperson for the campaign said the Karen for Arizona campaign properly accounts for all campaign expenses, including air travel. Then the statement went on to say that for any previous campaign travel, expenses have and will be similarly reimbursed and reflected in amended campaign finance reports as necessary. Bruce, can they track all this stuff? So you have to to make a flight plan.
I can show you in a few minutes. I'm doing the research right now. I just walked in, 45 seconds ago, and yeah, I heard
you
that.
You had 45 seconds, Bruce.
I know.
Bruce is a pilot, by the way. Yeah, commercially rated pilot.
You always downgrade me. I'm an airline rated
airline pilot. Sorry. And UFOs.
To be charitable, the first leg might have been a repositioning leg.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, because it's hard to imagine somebody lying about something they could get caught that easily on.
But then they say they're going to amend their campaign as necessary, amend their campaign finance reports. I don't mind people using a jet. They've got to disclose it, though.
I just can't imagine a politician fibbing about something.
They're very truthful.
They're known for their honesty.
I don't want to be cynical like your daughter. Your daughter's very cynical.
I believe everything they say. So you can actually look this stuff up, though.
In a few minutes, okay, I'll have it looked
up. I just want to point this out because I don't care if people have a lot of money and they can fly around, but they have to disclose it. And I think that's where the questions are coming up. Are you disclosing that? You took a flight, if you take that flight, there's a dollar value attached to that, even if it's your plane.
A lot.
A jet has a big value. Okay, so Bruce can look that up a little more. Education, maybe it's an education thing. Maybe that's why our country's so screwed up. Arizona schools are ranked near the worst, according to WalletHub.com survey.
Other than the aerospace engineering class at Flagstaff High School, that was ranked
that's the only
top.
One. Okay. That was?
That was the one I took.
Well, yeah, but just kidding. Dropping them. 49th in test scores, 34th for safety. I don't know what happened there. Third worst dropout rate in the country, highest pupil to teacher ratio. And that's the state of affairs. And that's why I'm all for the empowerment scholarship accounts and getting your kids out of these schools. Louisiana and New Mexico placed below Arizona, both having one of the highest dropout rates in the country, as well as the worst reading and math scores.
So what I can tell you is that my building at Flagstaff High School under Principal Collin was very rigorous.
Yeah.
The teachers were very serious, the math teachers, the science teachers. And I don't know about the other buildings. I don't know. And I also know that FUSD administration at that time was good, a good superintendent. But, you know, in general, though, obviously public schools are a disaster.
They are. I mean, yeah, and Arizona's ranking one. But it's not just here. It's across the country. The test scores are down.
Yeah.
People can't read. They can't do basic math.
Even if test scores are up, it wouldn't mean anything because it'd be like redefining a recession. You can redefine what an A is. I mean,
Biden wants to redefine what a recession is, right?
Right.
They want to say
this was covered in 1984. Remember when
The year or the book?
No, the book.
Yeah, the new words.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we'd love your comments. Send an email. Olivia's standing by watching those comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. I do want to mention the Marco's Pizza. They're in our giveaway as well, and I think Olivia's getting Walt Blackman there, so we'll have him when we come back. Marco's Pizza, three locations in Flagstaff. This is a great pizza place that Olivia and I go to quite a bit. Great wings, great pizza. Been doing this for like 40 years, and you should check out their daily lunch specials as well, and also order a pizza online, namarcospizza.com. It's N-I-M-A-R-C-O-S, namarcospizza.com. You can do curbside pickup. You can also do delivery. Like I said, three locations. Give them a call as well if you want to get that curbside pickup. Namarco's Pizza, 928-779-0024. That's 928-779-0024. And when we come back, we're going to talk with, do you have Representative Walt Blackman?
Yeah.
So when we come back, we'll talk with Representative Walt Blackman. Bruce Sidlinger's here with us as well. Hang tight. Back in just a few. All right, folks, welcome back. Jeff Horvitz here. Olivia's here with me. We've got a full house today. Bruce Sidlinger is here with me as well. And in just a second, we're going to talk with Representative Walt Blackman. Love your comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. And don't forget about the giveaway. Go online right now. I'd like to see more people entering this by the time we close it out tomorrow. Talkwithjeff.com.
Under sponsors and giveaway, yeah, definitely enter at the end of the show tomorrow.
Yes.
To hopefully win. We have a bunch of stuff here.
We'll go over that in a little bit because I want to get to Walt, but she's got a pile of stuff, including a Silver Eagle, including a $50 cash gift card as well. So we'll give you all the details. Talkwithjeff.com. Click on sponsors and giveaways. Also, one of our great sponsors up there, check them out, and there's a link right there. You can go to theblindbrothers.com. If you're looking for blind shutters or shades, they will lay out all your options, not just the most expensive ones. Local Arizona company, you're not dealing with somebody out of state. They'll get it right. They don't use subcontractors, so you know the measurement's going to be right. You know the guys coming in are going to install it correctly as well. And by the way, if you mention the Jeff Horvitz Show, you get half off installation in addition to any other advertised specials. Call the Blind Brothers right now, 928-634-2423. That's 928-634-2423, or go to theblindbrothers.com. All right, we do have Representative Walt Blackman. Walt, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks, and I got to tell you, Walt, this has gotten nasty. The whole camp, I was just talking about this, and just people are just shredding each other on the Republicans. It's like total carpet bombing going on.
We don't have anything nice, you know, Republicans. We can't have anything nice unless we tear it up. And you know, it feels like that. You know, it's a bunch of juveniles running around, not getting along on the playground. And that's what it feels like. You know, this is my third time I've ran, and I've never had a race like this. I mean, I expect this from Democrats, but not from Republicans. You know, not just in my race, but just all the races
it's,
in general.
Yeah, Walt, it's across the board. And here's how I'd sum up every race. And I've known you for years, Walt. I know you're a conservative. Yeah. I know you've fought for conservative things. Do I agree with everything you've done? Every vote, no, but do we have to agree 100%? But you know what? A lot of your challengers, I know some of them as well. They're conservative. I look at the governor's race, conservatives running. I look at the LD7 Senate race, and the ads I'm getting and the ads I'm seeing and the ads I'm hearing is Republicans calling each other leftists and liberals. And it's like, really? I mean, you're not going to support this person against, Katie Hobbs, for example, on governor? It doesn't make sense how bad it's gotten.
It's terrible. You know, this is just a microcosm of what's going on across the country. And we're talking about, you know, Republicans going after each other. I think the other day I was called a Democrat. They're making stuff up. It's not like, you know, before when there was some truth to some of the stuff. These folks that are running now, they're just making things up. And whatever sticks, they run with it. And that's a shame.
It's a win at any cost mentality. But what concerns me about that is what's more important here? Is it the individual getting elected that they got to win at any cost? Or is it, okay, come August 3rd, we got to kind of hug and be friends and all go together and move to beat the leftists, and they are the leftists and the Democrats. This makes no sense to me. It's almost like a referee needs to step in, and maybe that's what I'm trying to do and say, hey, you know what, chill out. And you know where it really got me going was the race against Carrie Lake and Karen Taylor Robeson. That was the first signs because I started having people come to me saying, oh, Carrie Lake gave to Democrats. Carrie Lake donated a Democrat. She used to be a Democrat. And it's like, okay, and yeah, Trump was too. And then you find out that Karen Taylor Robeson donated to a bunch of Democrats too. And you're like, come on, people, glass house stuff here.
Exactly. And you know, we're seeing that across, you know, all the races, even in the state races. I got some mail the other day about Kelly Townsend. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is terrible. The problem when I see is that the Democrats don't have
to. Your dog doesn't even agree. It's like, this is out of control.
No. Yeah, I know, right? My dog doesn't even agree. Yeah. So, the deal, you mean, the Democrats don't have to do anything. You know, we spend all our money trying to defend ourselves against other Republicans.
Yeah.
And then when the general comes, we have no money. And then we have donors say, well, why don't you have any money? Well, it's because I was defending myself against other Republicans.
Yeah, I'm seeing it all the time. And Walt, here we've got serious problems. I was just talking about, and you served multiple deployments overseas, and I was talking about Biden releasing for the fifth time more oil from the Strategic Oil Reserve. And when I hear that, I'm like, well, they're releasing this out of political convenience to get the prices down a little bit so that to buy votes, right? And then Mark Kelly, I think Tom O'Halloran's in on this too, but Mark Kelly wants to get rid of the federal gas tax, which is fine. Where's the federal cuts, right? So I'm thinking about this, and I thought of you, Walt, because you've served overseas, and it's like, what's the Strategic Oil Reserve for? When I think about it, it's like we're at war or something.
Exactly. That's what that oil is for. And not only is he just releasing it in parcels, he's actually releasing it to other countries. So when you go to the gas pump and the prices are sky high, and we have our president that is releasing our reserves to other countries, you want to just throw the gas handle at somebody and just run down the street screaming.
Yeah.
The problem is that we have an irresponsible administration that has caused our prices to go up, milk, bread, fuel prices. Inflation is crazy. It's over 8.1. And so we have some real issues. And I think we've lost focus to that in the Republican Party because all I'm seeing is who is more right than the next person or the next candidate, instead of looking at our real issues in our state and in our country, you know.
Meanwhile, and we're talking with Walt Blackman, folks, representative for LD6, really LD7 now, and running for the congressional nomination for the Republican nomination for CD2. Throwing out a lot of letters there. Well, you're used to that though, right? So now I'm looking at the markets. I'm looking at the real estate markets change. I'm looking at there's all kinds of jobs reports, and there's all kinds of corporate earnings reports are coming out this week. Market was kind of tanking today. People are sensing a real slowdown that's happening. There's the argument about, are we in a recession or not? And talk about changing the numbers and changing the methodology. The government's really good at that. I got to repeat what and you're going to be one of the last candidates coming on here because everybody's, I think, kind of done. But you and I have had so many conversations over the years, Walt, and I know you serving locally and serving down at the legislature. I think there's a lot of impact there. I'm really concerned about what impact anybody I vote to send to D.C. really has at this point when the bureaucracy just seems to be in charge.
Yeah. So my mission when I go to D.C. is to protect you, Jeff, and other Arizonans from the federal government. Because right now we've got a runaway executive And then we have the bureaucracy, the unelected bureaucrats. And then we have both the House and the Senate. And it's a lock jam. It's going to be a lock jam up there. So the best that we can really do is to make sure that we are protecting Arizonans from the federal government, from their overreach. For example, H.R. 1 and the legislation that the Democrats want to push to mandate abortions are allowed in states with federal legislation. Those types of things that we need to protect our folks against. And then when we do get the House and the executive and the Senate, we need to make sure that we are protecting ourselves against the bureaucracy of Republicans and not doing what we're supposed to be doing. And that's the mission right now. However, I think a lot of people are losing focus of what's going on. We are headed into a recession. Okay. How the housing market is going to take a dive. We're going to see jobs cut. And you have folks that are worried about who wore a red shirt that said Nike on it or something like that, rather than concerned about what's going on our borders, what's going on with the cost of pharmaceuticals, so on and so forth. Our eye is not on the ball.
Do you think, Walt, that it's the problems are so overwhelming and I'm going to hit on this with Bruce Sidlinger, who's here with me as well, probably in the 5 o'clock hour, a survey that came out showing that Americans are in fear. They're just in fear of everything. And large numbers, especially the younger you are, the more they're in fear, like 3/4. They're like fearful in their house and stuff. Is it that they're bombarded and the problems are so big, there's so many that it's easier to focus on little stupid, trivial things?
I agree. I think a lot of people are getting scared. However, I was taught a long time ago in the military, if you let the little things go, they'll turn into big things. And these big things that we are seeing is a result of us not concentrating on them and actually taking care of those little problems that have turned into big problems. And now we have people who are just focusing on the superficial, the cosmetic. As a state legislator and as someone who's getting ready to go to Congress, I have some real fights on my hand. I don't have time for the cosmetic ones. And that's my concern about a lot of these folks that are running, and we kind of talked about it, you know, people you send up there. We have candidates that are focused on the cosmetic and not the real big issues that we need to address in this country. And it's a 90,000 foot cosmetic view to them. However, when you get on the ground and you have to try to solve these issues, you need to apply leadership. I'm afraid that, well, particularly in my race, I'm the only one that has the leadership to do it. And in some other races, there are no leaders. It's just a bunch of people talking.
Maybe people don't want to get in this anymore, to be honest with you. Maybe just the froth is pushing this up at this point. And I'm not here to sit here and name names, but maybe people are so frustrated with, they're like, I'm not going to run because, first of all, I'm going to be dragged through the mud so much. And second of all, it's just crazy out there. I wonder if I don't know if we're getting the cream of the crop.
We're going to be losing some good people because of both of what you said. The other day, a person was running, I think it was in Pennsylvania, was running. He got stabbed. He was at an event and he got stabbed. This is a candidate. You know, he's running for governor. And then, you know, however, the vitriol, it started, you know, builds up, and then people are frustrated.
I saw a video, and it's just totally off topic, but it goes to show you the temperament and the mood in the country, Walt. I saw a video of somebody followed somebody home in Las Vegas. Bruce, did you see this one? Somebody followed somebody home in Las Vegas and then got out to rob them. So people are actually following, like in some, just you know, like in, just, oh, wrong one. There you go.
Just like in South Africa.
Yeah. This stuff's been going on for, and in Brazil, this happened for a long time.
This is a standard thing. We're going to have gated communities, private security.
Yeah.
We're going to have compounds with guards, and that's going to be much more of a class rather than classless society, because the people that can afford it will have security.
Yeah. So this guy, Walt, he got out of his car, he's walking up to his house. This other guy who followed him to supposedly robbed him actually pulled the trigger, the gun jammed. I mean, so you're seeing this stuff kind of all over the place.
Well, did you see the one a couple of days ago in New York where the car runs the person down, three guys get out and rob the person and left them for dead, and he's in critical condition?
Unbelievable.
In New York City.
Yeah, I got an article here in Phoenix. A guy died who got doused with gas outside a store like a month ago, and somebody came up and just lit him on fire. I mean, it's just...
And I've lived in lots of different countries, and so I've seen this movie before, but just not here.
Yeah, Walt, I'm getting depressed, Walt. Give me some optimism. Give me some optimism here. How do we turn the ship? Because I'm just pointing these things out because, dang, something's wrong.
First of all, we're talking about in the political spectrum. We need to get the kind of candidates to have the type of values that we want our kids to be able to emulate. And that means nothing that we are seeing now. And that's how we're going to get good candidates, because we can grow them. Number two, when people are making stories up just to win, and the stories get more and more, explicit. And when we have candidates that are just straight lying to prospective constituents, like what has happened to me, how do you trust them?
Okay, you're cutting out. You're cutting out there pretty bad, Walt.
Yeah.
It's pretty muffled. Yeah. Walt.
How do you trust them?
Yeah. That's the challenge right now. There's no trust on anything. Especially what we've lived through the past couple of years. All right, Walt. I've known you for years. I wish you the best, and just hang in there. And this is all going to be over. And well, I didn't even say this earlier. Week from today. Today's Tuesday. Week from today, maybe we'll know the results.
Yeah, week from the day. Hopefully, we're able to pick up some good candidates, some folks that want to lead.
Yeah,
and integrity first, and these other folks, you know, we just have them sit on the bench.
All right, well, appreciate it. We'll talk with you soon.
Okay,
thank you. It's just brutal. Bruce.
You know, I wanted to say that you'll get the election results once the election results are ready.
Once they're ready to be presented. Yeah.
Once they're correct, you'll get them.
Yeah. And if you didn't mail in your ballot, I guess today's like supposedly the deadline to mail it in.
Yeah. I got lots of texts that today's the deadline.
Today's the deadline. So if not, you drop it off your county recorder, whatever county you're in, or there's drop boxes if you want to go that route. But I know a lot of people are concerned about the physical drop box, or there's the good old, what I don't get is a lot of people.
Can I actually go vote, or do they not do that anymore?
You can actually, yeah, believe it or not, there's this weird thing. It's called walk up election day.
With my registration card.
If you haven't.
You don't have to have a card.
Did you get a mail-in ballot? Or did you?
Got a mail-in ballot.
Okay, so you could actually take
the
PEVL list, the permanent early voter list. Right. You could actually take your ballot to the election, to the polling place.
To save time, it's filled out.
Yeah, or from what I understand, if you're an independent, you can bring your voter ID card and then request a ballot on that election day. So I hope people do that because, I mean, and I was getting a little depressed there when we're interviewing Walt.
I'll tell you one thing. It's
nasty
amazing.
Stuff's happening.
I think that most people who are politically engaged are spending probably an average – I know with me, with all the radio I listen to and the stuff I read, I probably spend 8 hours a day in politics. It would be ridiculous to not vote. It would be ridiculous spend 1,000 hours of your year, but then not vote. Because that's what, I mean, if one side just got to 100% voting, I had this idea a long time ago. I'm surprised it hasn't happened, where you would just have like an accountability buddy. You'd have a little group. You would just all commit to going together. That way it happens, right? 6 months earlier, you say, we're all meeting on this street corner. Yeah,
and then we're going to go hang out and have a party afterwards.
You go, I mean,
go
get some food. It seems like you could get to 100%. And just imagine, you know, we would have something much closer to America if a few more people had voted. What was it in Georgia or something?
Or here in Arizona.
Just a handful of people.
Yeah, that would have been a different outcome. All right, Bruce and I got a lot of ground to cover coming up, so stick around. Hey, if you, I want you to write down this number. If you need this service, when you need it, you absolutely need it. And quite frankly, they're going to do stuff that nobody likes to do. Mammoth Restoration, they will clean it, restore it, they'll get it right. They've got 24/7, 365-day-a-year emergency service. available.
They're going to be at my house tomorrow at 10.
Would you have like water damage, right?
Yes, and Sierra, who's amazing, she's like the front person. But
good job,
Sierra. It's a huge operation.
Yeah.
But she just called me and said, how about 10 tomorrow?
Yeah.
And they did a pack out last week and they're amazing.
Yeah, they do the pack out. They'll do the mold remediation. They do the commercial drying, trauma and biohazard, fire and soot cleanup. Anything you need. The stuff that nobody likes to do, Mammoth Restoration will take care of for you. Here's the number. Write this down. 877-714-0050. That's 877-714-0050. Bruce, we got a lot of ground to cover. Hang tight, folks. Back in just a minute. All right, welcome back here with Bruce Sidlinger. Olivia was here. She'll be back. She's going to tell you about our giveaway. Make sure you get in on this. I'm looking at a Silver Eagle coin right there. That's pretty cool, right, Bruce?
I thought that was my pay for today.
Yeah, that's your pay. That's worth like $30 now. I got $50 gift card from Gettles. Got Timberline Firearms and Training. We got Namarco's Pizza. We got Sportsman's Bar and Grill. So go to talkwithjeff.com. That's talkwithjeff.com. Click on sponsors and giveaways, and please sign up, and we're going to draw out the winner. We'll take entries till tomorrow. One winner. We'll draw randomly, and then we'll announce that on Thursday's show. And while you're there, check out, we got a link to Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona. They've got Gutter Helmet's got their patented reverse curve system that'll deflect all the pine needle and all the debris. I was on the roof today, actually, earlier, since it's cool. I was wearing a sweatshirt earlier. I don't even think it broke 70 today, but I was up there, like, kind of getting ready to clean the chimney and stuff. And you don't want to go up there if you don't have to.
It's dangerous to be on a ladder.
Yeah.
Leave that to the professionals.
Yeah,
it's not worth it.
I'm semi-professional when it comes to getting up there. I was cutting branches and stuff, too, getting them away from the house. But anyway, Gutter Helmet will make it so you don't have to go up there. And you can give them a call. Gutter Helmet's got 4 years of experience. Mention the Jeff Horvitz Show when you call. You can save up to 30%. Here's the number. Call or text the Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona, 928-318-6555. 928-318-6555, or go to gutterhelmetnaz.com. All right, Bruce, did you see the, you were mentioning that maybe go vote and you'd like all go together. You take like a New York City subway. This goes right in line with
you'll never make it to the polling place.
You never make it there. But this is what I was talking about, just like the basement of our society, it seems. You're driving on. Have you been on the subway in New York? I imagine.
Right? Yeah, I lived there for a year.
Okay,
yeah.
I've been on plenty of subways there,
and I never took a cab, so I was either walking or subway.
Or subway, yeah, great way to get around. But right in the middle of this, the other day, there's video of these people just start having a twerking party, right in the subway.
Oh, I think that's
the
least of the problems on the
subway. Yeah, but I'm just saying, this is the kind of crap you're dealing with everywhere.
Did you see the Policeman's Benevolent Association tweet about the guy that choked out the officer, and 12 hours later he was released?
Oh, he actually choked out.
Where
was this?
Subway
in New York.
Yeah, yesterday.
So in New York, you can choke an officer,
go to Policeman's Benevolent Association, PBNYC, PBA, and he had a record, obviously. He has a huge fight, and he's very violently choking out this police officer. Of course, that meant that he temporarily had control of that officer, the officer's weapons and everything. Fortunately, he didn't grab the gun or anything. And he was finally subdued, and 12 hours later, he was released.
So just assault on a police officer, deadly assault on a police officer, and you're just released. Well, yes, and this one's a more minor, but it just goes to show you how insane the country's gotten. It was Kalamazoo, Michigan, where they made it legal where you can defecate anywhere. Like in the city.
You know, it's funny. I'm so desensitized that I just don't want to get killed at this point. It's like twerking, defecation. Yeah. These are minor. I'm just don't want to get killed.
I think you just hit on something. I mean, if we're all desensitized to everything so much, then it just continues to compound.
Yeah, my whole goal is like, take all my stuff, defecate, twerk, whatever. Just please don't kill me.
Just please don't kill me. Yeah. Which is I think you were hitting on something with Walt Blackman there in the last segment.
They ran down the guy with the car.
More like third world country. You know what?
Like South Africa.
I've traveled a lot. You've traveled a lot. And people who have anything of value, they have a crappy house on the outside with razor wire, and inside it's nice.
Right.
And you don't display.
Just like your RV. Jeff has his RV.
Yeah, my little trailer. I mean, it looks like it just came from a war zone.
And the towing company would never tow it away because, you know, they depend on you abandoning it and then they auction it.
Oh, yeah.
They realize that wouldn't auction for the gas.
Yeah.
So your RV could never be towed. And yet inside, it's a wonderland. It's like Superman's castle inside, or it's like the TARDIS.
Yeah.
You look inside and it's perfect, but outside, it's stealth.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think that's what we're going to have to do here in America.
Yep.
It's getting more and more like that. Unless we change the ship, unless enough people wake up, Bruce, are you optimistic that people will wake enough of us? I think people listening are not woke, but awoke into the situation.
So here's what I think we can fix.
Okay. Let's be optimistic here. Try to be.
We can fix the law and order stuff. There'll be a big backlash. It's going to be maybe even awful. I mean, it might be too much of a backlash, but it's almost hard to imagine too much because I'm a law and order guy. I just want to go to nobody gets to break the law. That's my rule, right?
Okay. Including the politicians.
And equal protection. We can't fix the havoc we've wrecked in the economy. I'm still saying 20 years of darkness. I always said, I hope you enjoyed that COVID party because it's 20 years of darkness.
Well, we've pushed this for 40
years.
That's
a generation loss.
Yeah. Well, really, we've been pushing this since the early 2000s. Some would argue the 1980s.
Been deficit spending.
Yeah. So why wouldn't it take an equal amount of time?
I didn't like any of the presidents to deficit spend. It's not just the current one I'm criticizing. Too much deficit spending.
Yeah. Okay. So you think we can get through with a lot of pain. More pain the longer we wait.
We can't fix the economy. That's broken. We'll have to take the interest. Ultimately, the Fed rate has to go above the rate of inflation or else it's still expansionist monetary policy.
Yeah, they're going to stop. They're going to raise it 3/4 of a point or 1 point coming up.
If they don't get all the way to 10 or 15,
then
we're still expanding the money
supply.
We're still expanding.
No, the economy will start to collapse at that point. So what they'll do, Bruce, is they'll say, I got an election to run. So you get the pressure from the powers that be for the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates. And then also when people are struggling, because it's bailout nation now, when people are struggling, they're going to say, and we're going to send you a gas check, or we're going to send you a debit card for $1,000.
Yeah.
Right. So they're going to stimulate everything. They're never going to let it happen.
Would I get a 4K TV? Free 4K
Maybe.
TV?
You probably will.
How many years have I asked for a 4K TV?
They'll give it to you eventually.
My vote is still for sale for the first politician that sends me a free 4K TV.
We should ask Walt.
If he'd send me one.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote for him anyway, so it's fine.
Hey, if you're getting into the real estate market here before we go to break, I want to mention Kelly Broaddus, who you heard a replay yesterday of her market update. It has changed.
My favorite person sold me my house.
Yeah, sold Bruce his house. Kelly Broaddus, she'll be able to help you out whether you're buying or selling. Give her a call right now, 928-606-6749, 928-606-6749. Kelly will, you can also get an instant home valuation and an instant market report by going to northernarizonafinehomes.com. Give Kelly a call, Kelly Broaddus Real Estate Advisors, 928-606-6749. All right, Bruce, next hour, you want to talk electric vehicles?
We'll
get into that?
Yes. That's why I was limping when I came in the studio. Long story.
Electric vehicle problem, huh?
Yep.
Plus, I want to get deeper into this fear survey about how everybody's fearful of everything.
Yep.
I'm fearful of, I don't know, what are you fearful? Think of that.
I don't want to get murdered.
Email your thoughts, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. And don't forget about our giveaway. Go to talkwithjeff.com, click on sponsors and giveaways. Hang tight, a lot more to come. Back in just a few.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show on 97.1 The Big Talker.
All right, continuing on, Bruce Sithlinger has an EV rant. Plus, we'll get more into this fear that Americans all have right now. Another hour of the show starts now. Welcome back. Jeff Horowitz here. Bruce Sithlinger is with us as well, plus Olivia with a prize pile.
At least you're announcing me this time.
I know. Sorry, you know, I was thinking about my fear. Everybody's got fear. I mean, hopefully last hour people aren't thinking I minimalized fear, right? I mean, you're fearful of something.
I see you shake a lot. you shake as much as my chihuahuas.
I don't want to I don't walk around though. I just don't worry about with COVID. I didn't worry that I was going to die from it. I don't worry about getting shot.
I've never been afraid of anything except what people would do to me. Like, I'm not afraid of airplanes. I'm not afraid of injuries, but I am afraid of bad people.
I want to address something from last hour too. I mean, I was quite negative pointing out all the negativity that's out there because I think we got to recognize the problem. I mean, if you have, and Bruce mentioned this, all the holes, or maybe it was Walt Blackman last hour, and Benjamin Franklin said it's all the little holes that sink a ship. If you don't recognize and say, hey, there's 452 holes in the ship, Bruce, we better patch them all, we're going to sink. So right. that's a big step, is identifying the problem. But I think the problem is maybe why a lot of Americans have fear. And I'm referring to a study from studyfinds.org, 52% fear they're in danger every day.
Now, that's the one about actual physical danger, which is different than just like fear that you're going to be broke. This is the ones that are afraid of physical danger, which I think is sure. legitimate depending where you live.
Where you live, yeah. I don't think it's as much in areas like we live in, although it's possible, but that's always possible.
Right.
I just don't think you need to walk around.
But I wouldn't, you know, I lived in New York City for a year. I'm not sure I would do that again. I was 100% pedestrian and subway lifestyle.
Yeah.
Walking around with my Hasselblad doing photos for a year. You know, those are $100,000 camera, right? It looks real shiny. Yeah. And do I want to be in that subway with, if they're assaulting police?
Yeah.
I want to be carrying that camera around?
There's a lot of things that, what gets me on this survey is the ages between 25 and 34, 75% of those are more fearful, and they're on edge every day over like everything, right? And I think back to when I was 25, I didn't care about nothing. I was
remember these?
I probably should have been more fearful than
children,
I was.
I mean, just how long has Al Gore been telling the children that the planet will be gone? I mean, they're not skeptical enough yet to take that with a grain of salt. Like here's this guy with gravitas that bloviates and says, you know, you've got 10 years. We've all got 10 years. I mean, that's crazy, right?
Well, what I would say is like, well, you better have a good 10 years.
Yeah, you know, some fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because, I've always believed that I didn't care if it was anthropogenic or not. It's always been obvious to me that there's climate change occurring. But I'm not sure that the cure isn't 10 times worse than the problem. What if we had just let sea levels come up, kept remained the arsenal of democracy, but also done that with food, sent food to the nations that were inundated, handled as refugees the islands that became overwhelmed with the extra sea level. I mean, it's not like the sea level is going to come way up. It was going to, look at Holland. They built some dikes. They've been okay. Why couldn't we build a dike around Manhattan and keep Manhattan?
Well, there's a couple things there. First of all, New Orleans has been under sea level forever.
Right.
And they've made it work. It's possible. But why are people are fearful? Because you've got the media propagating this garbage all the time. You've got the politicians bloviating, saying this is going to happen. The world's going to end. And look, I know I'm sitting here saying here's all the problems we've got too, but we're trying to hopefully find some solutions and offer some solutions. These other folks, the politicians, the media, they want to just create that fear and make you dependent on right. that fear going forward.
Like if Al Gore had been in a room with a bunch of engineers when he first brought this up, first of all, the engineers would have said, well, first of all, let's do nuclear power like crazy, right? Let's have a Manhattan Project to make next generation safer, even safer nuclear power. That's the first step. The second step is, hey, Al, what are you really worried about? What's the nightmare scenario? And he'd say, well, the sea level comes at 3 feet. And I said, okay, it sounds like we need to build a 3 foot wall. I mean, is a three foot wall that impossible? Holland did it forever ago, right? I mean, New Orleans has done it. Is it that far beyond humanity to have done that? I mean, maybe. And then, you know, the other engineers would have also said, hey, it's going to be 20 degrees warmer. We better build some more air conditioners. I mean, these problems
that's
seem
a solution
solvable.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. Yeah, Al Gore flipping out, but here's a bigger point. Al Gore flipping out saying
it would beach houses. Like, they clearly
exactly,
don't believe
but that's
it.
A whole other story. Right. People like Al Gore flipping out and scaring people for years. People like Biden scaring everybody. All these politicians scaring people for years. But then you have to look at them and say, well, wait a second. None of the stuff you said really is coming true.
Right.
I mean, a lot of stuff we've been saying is coming true. As far as you can't borrow. And borrow
everything
and
I ever
borrow.
Said is true. Everything I ever said came true.
No, not about everything, but you know, a lot of the economic concerns we've had about borrowing money, a lot of the social warfare that's been going on in our society, right. and you said Mark Levin had a great
it's amazing
opening today.
Right before your show, this show, Mark Levin, his first 15 minutes today, every
go take a listen.
American should just record it and write it down.
Yeah.
It's talking about
the greatness of America.
He just talks about, as a child, how great he perceived America was and what it was like to go into Independence Hall and all these places. And It's just beautiful. It's not even partisan. You could play it to anybody. It's not offensive. It's just a wonderful. Now, I didn't hear the rest. I'm sure he went on now to say, well, now we've wrecked it. But well, I just heard the part where he said it's the best thing, better than Rome, better than Greece.
The best thing
humans have ever done. And that's when I had to turn it off and get ready for the show.
Yeah. But the point is we were there and we can still be there. But there's a whole segment of society trying to ruin that and destroy that. And you're watching that decay. So how do you stop that? And then you've got these insane politicians. And we talked with Walt Blackman about this last hour. We've even got people within the Republican Party. They've always kind of slit their throats when it comes to politics as far as sending the campaign hit pieces and all that. But it's like it's gotten to the point where it's all about the individual. And are they really concerned with saving America if they cut each other's throat politically like they're doing?
I've never said it this way, but I think that for some reason we celebrate hopelessness now.
Yeah, no, we shouldn't do that.
Because what happened when I grew up is that there was a fear of a nuclear exchange, right, with Russia. But still, we carried on. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a possibility.
Yeah.
Well, so if I was in this round table with Al Gore 30 years ago, I would have said, hey, I get it. I'm with you. I don't care if it's anthropogenic or not, but I think it's pretty obvious that the climate's heating up. Maybe it's cyclical. Maybe it's something humans did. But let's talk specific. What are the things that are going to happen? And then once he had his whole big list, I'd say, well, that's not overwhelming. That seems less bad than a nuclear exchange. We've lived under that fear for a long time. What you're saying is we're going to have to build a lot of air conditioners. We're going to have to send a lot of food to people. We're going to have some refugees from low-lying nations.
And you got to build a 3-foot wall.
And we're going to have to build it. And we're going to have to build a dam around.
Jobs. That's jobs.
And so it just doesn't. You either just get the engineers together and start solving the problem, or you just are hopeless.
Yeah.
And I feel like now we just say, we choose hopelessness.
Versus, let's say, in the 60s when there was the threat of nuclear annihilation, there was also a space race going on that led to great things. And you could name a bunch of things.
And, of course, there's probably good reason to be hopeless because it took us 9 years from Kennedy's speech to walk on the moon. And it's going to take more than 9 years to build one roundabout. It'll be more than 9 years.
I hate the roundabouts.
And we don't even want it.
Yeah, we don't even want the roundabouts.
Even if it was an important thing that we wanted, it would take 9 years to build it.
Wait, like a literal roundabout?
Yeah, like for the cars.
Yeah, it takes 9 years. I mean, I've never seen one of those from the day that somebody...
It's a bureaucracy.
From the day that somebody says, let's build a roundabout until I'm annoyed by the roundabout.
Yeah.
That's
it takes more time to build a roundabout than
the entire moonshot.
All right.
Should we talk about Tesla?
Yeah, let's get to that. But I got to mention our great sponsor here and someone you know very well who comes on the program quite often, Glenn Least at WT Wealth Management. Catch his show, Intelligent Investing with Glenn Least, this Saturday at noon, by the way. Glenn and I have a couple of crypto guys on, Bruce's favorite topic. But we cover all things on Intelligent Investing when it comes to investing, cryptos. We've talked precious metals. We've talked stocks. We've talked bonds. We've talked chicken trading, things like barter, right? I mean, just about everything. So tune in noon on this Saturday, 97.1 FM and streaming at bigtalkerradio.com. And if you want to talk to Glenn one-on-one, you can get a complimentary consultation. Give Glenn Least a call right now, 928-225-2474. That's Glenn Least at WT Wealth Management, 928-225-2474. Okay, so you probably heard me talking about and other people talking about the bureaucrats who say, I like high gas prices. Because now everybody can go buy an electric car. Because, you know, if you can't afford to, you're struggling, Bruce, to spend $100, $200, $300, $400 more a month because of the high gas prices to go to work and to take the kids to school and go shopping and all that. So surely, I mean, the solution is you just got to spend $100,000 to save $200, $300 a month.
Right.
The ludicrousness. Is that a word? Ludicrousness.
That's
it should be. It is ludicrous that these politicians come up with these ridiculous math schemes. But you are an EV guy.
I am such an EV guy. So I have probably the first EV internet domain, electriccar.com, that I set up in the late 80s. I had two of the GM EV1s. I've got a Leaf. I had some other electric cars after that. I currently have a Leaf, an Insight. The Insight's a hybrid, Volt, which is a hybrid.
I thought the Volt was a plug-in.
It's a plug-in hybrid, you can run it pretty much pure electric. Okay. And then the main thing is I've got a Tesla Model S and a Tesla Model X.
Okay.
And I should preface what I'm about to say by saying, when again, the Tesla is the finest car in the world. The reason I have two, I can have pretty much any car I've ever wanted. I've always had any car I've ever wanted. I currently have a couple dozen cars. And there's no doubt that the best two cars are the Teslas. They're amazing.
Okay.
And you get addicted to the autopilot, and the charging infrastructure is wonderful. But I have been doing this thread on my Facebook for months now where I say, if somebody is pushed into an EV rather than wanting it, they are going to lose their minds. And I'll give you an example. When I walked in, I showed you a couple of pictures. Well, first of all, I limped in. I'll give you that story, too. When I walked in, I showed Jeff a couple of pictures. The first picture was a picture from the towing company dated last night, the receipt, for $750. And the second picture was a bill from Tesla for $860.02. Every electric car has a little bitty 12-volt battery. It's what runs the cigarette lighter. It runs the radio. There's some 12-volt things that have to run. So you've got the huge battery that costs many tens of thousands of dollars, but you've got the tiny little battery.
Like normal batteries?
Is that literally, in many cases, something you could buy at Walmart?
Okay.
Those are the nemesis of electric vehicles. They always fail frequently in every electric car I've ever had. It's pretty much anytime you get stranded in an electric car, that's your first thought. Well, on the Tesla, it's hard to change that, and you shouldn't change it. You're really not supposed to mess with your Tesla. I mean, you really want Tesla to be responsible. So every time that battery fails, Tesla says, use our towing company, because that's the only one we trust, send the car to Scottsdale, and then they fix it. And then every time that happens, that's, what's $750 plus $850, $1,600?
Wait, what?
$1,700. What's $750 and $850?
$1,600.
$1,600.
Wait. $750 and $850.
No. $1,600. I forgot the two numbers.
Let's call Biden.
$750 plus $850
is $1,600. Right.
Okay.
Bruce is heading to D.C. Could be a bureaucrat.
Every time that little battery fails, it's
$1,600.
Plus, the quickest it's ever been done, there's a scheduling process. The quickest it's ever happened is about 2 weeks. So every time the battery fails, you don't have a car for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then you're going to spend $1,600.
Okay.
So how does a normal person deal with this?
Let me interject here. So I am, first of all, according to the bureaucrat, I think we still have, hang on a second. Let me see if I still have this this comment here. No, we don't have it. But this bureaucrat tweeted that, you know, he's happy that there's high gas prices. Then Buttigieg, who's a transportation secretary, is happy about this, and that'll push people more into electric cars. Because like I said, if you can't afford $200 gas, surely you can afford $100,000. What's a Tesla cost?
Well, my two together were almost $300,000, but that includes the tax and some accessories.
Okay.
But when I bought those two together, it was
$300,000. Can I get a $100,000 Tesla?
Oh, yeah. In fact, you can get a 60. You can get one for 60.
So $60,000, though, if I can't afford $200 gas increase or $400, I can't afford a $60,000 Tesla unless they're going to start the government's going to start giving them away. But you're saying be prepared because you just got a $1,600 bill on top of that.
I mean, the car would have a warranty for quite a while.
Yeah.
And Tesla does pretty good service under the warranty. But still, here's the thing about Tesla. You don't get to call them. If the car quits working, you open up the app and you push a button that says, come get it. That may or may not be under warranty, but you're not going to have a car for a while.
Okay, but our Southern...
It's not like the Ford dealer where you can call Ford and say, I'm going to bring the car over, and you can roll in.
And there's more Ford service centers probably than Tesla service centers.
Yeah, I mean, the closest Tesla service center is Scottsdale.
It's down in Scottsdale.
So if you live in Flag and you buy a Tesla, you're looking at a tow to Scottsdale when it needs the
engine. Okay, are the EV companies, though, are the other big companies, the Toyotas, the Nissans, the GMs, all of them, aren't they... They've already got their own. They're releasing. Is it going to become more mainstream quicker than we realize?
Yes, it will be. I mean, Tesla's the best choice right now, but it's a terrible choice unless you're used to exotic cars.
Yeah, because you need to have an EV right now that's a $30,000 one.
And it needs for to somebody not be to your only car. Since it breaks for 2 weeks at a time, it needs to not be your only car.
Well, here's the thing, though, is a lot of people, though, if you're talking about money and you're having trouble right now, and you know the economy seems to be kind of sinking and stuff, you got to find ways to save money. So instead of Buttigieg saying, hey, go out and buy an EV for $30,000, $50,000, $60,000, $100,000, whatever it is. Why not? Why aren't these people saying, hey, Bruce, or let's look at Olivia. Olivia, you're struggling. You're, you know, just your first job. Maybe you just got married, and, you know, whatever the case may be. Don't have a lot of money. Well, why don't you go buy one of those old gas cars for $3,000, $4,000 and get by?
Well, really, you're supposed to either be on a bicycle or a bus.
Or
a
donkey.
Yeah.
Or Subway with the twerkers.
I'm not doing that.
I mean, ultimately, I thought about that today because the traffic is so bad in Flagstaff, and it's only going to get worse when we do these additional traffic calming measures like roundabouts.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, there's a concerted effort to break cars, to break the idea of cars as transportation.
Yeah, especially the gas, which is allowed, a gas engine, which is allowed the greatest level of kind of freedom and individual mobility that we've ever seen in the world. All right, we'd love your thoughts. Send an email, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Give me that silver eagle there. That's nice. Let's can you hear that?
Well, that sounded solid. That sounded like actual money.
That's the sound of money, and this is compliments of Desert Gold Exchange. This is a $30 value, and this is part of our
35.
Well, we don't really know because we're doing math bad on the program. Well, we'll say 30-ish. Olivia, what do you got over there? You got a pile? And tell everybody how they can get involved. We want to see some more entries here before the deadline tomorrow.
We also have a free hour of range time and a firearm rental at Timberline Firearms and Training.
Thank you, Timberline.
A $50 Visa debit card from Gettles High Desert Mechanical.
Use
but
it
not
anywhere,
four.
Anywhere. Yeah. Yep.
And then $20 at Namarco's Pizza and $40 at Sportsman's Bar and Grill.
We update compliments. We're adding another Sportsman's 20. Bar and Grill. There's two $20 gift cards.
Yeah.
So total $40. So we've got some really good prizes there. You got to go to talkwithjeff.com, click on sponsors and giveaways, and enter it in. Give us a comment too. You got any comments there? You got something? Or you got to look.
You know, the first time I had Namarco's Pizza, it was life changing.
It was life changing. Sportsman's.
It's almost
too.
Like a pastry. I've been to Sportsman's.
Yeah,
it's great too.
Great
amazing.
Food. Great food.
But I mean, there's something about the crust in Namarco's. It's like almost like a pastry.
It's so good.
It's amazing.
Dave and Tommy got a secret ingredient. We can't tell you. We'd have
it's
to kill
amazing.
You. We'd have to kill you. You got a comment?
Yeah, John from Winslow.
Hey, John.
Good afternoon. First time emailing, but long time listener. U.S. Army retired. You guys are doing an awesome job, providing a lot of great info, which I agree / support 97% of the time. Keep up the good fight.
Hey, thank you for your service, by the way. And we'll try to, nobody agrees more than 97%.
That's
I mean,
good.
that's pretty high. So
I'm a perfectionist, so I'm sitting here worrying about the 3%.
Bruce is like, what did we do wrong?
Yes, what did we do wrong?
No, you never have anyone agree with you 100%. All right, love those comments. Keep those coming. TalkWithJeff@iCloud.com. Or go to TalkWithJeff.com, click on sponsors and giveaways, and sign up for a big giveaway. Hang tight. Back more with Bruce Sittlinger and Olivia. All right, welcome back here with Bruce Sittlinger plus Olivia. Love your comments. And comment on our giveaway. If you want to get involved with this giveaway, go to talkwithjeff.com. Click on sponsors and giveaways. We got a bunch of stuff, including $50 gift or debit card and gold eagle, or not a gold eagle, Bruce, correct me here, silver eagle. I wish we could do a gold eagle.
Well, that would be a giveaway. That would be maybe
end of the year. Silver Eagle from Desert Gold Exchange, Timberline Firearms and Training, Namarco's Pizza, Sportsman's Bar and Grill. Great prizes there. Hey, if you're looking to refinance, and this is what I did. I refinanced an investment property with Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. Still get really good rates. I mean, especially historically looking back at how high these things have been in the past and how high they could go. You never know. But right now you still get pretty good rates, and Kim Dawson will help you out. She'll find the right program with you, for you. And she'll take a look at everything, your individual situation, and point you in the right direction. Give Kim Dawson a call, whether you're doing a refinance or you're purchasing a home. She'll help you out. Just like she helped me out. Give her a call, 928-310-6458. That's 928-310-6458. Or go to novahomeloans.com/Kim Dawson.
Hey, Jeff, can we talk about why we can't have nice things anymore?
Why we got to be like in a compound with razor wire?
Did your parents ever say this? Like, did you ever break something? They said, this is why we can't have nice things anymore.
No. I've never broken anything in my life.
Bruce, they don't have real nice things. You know what I did today?
What?
Before we get to your story.
Yes.
I go through shoes like everybody else, right? Mm-hmm. I don't buy a lot of shoes.
Not me. Mine are like 8 years old.
I got, see my old flip-flops? I'm wearing flip-flops in the studio. I I need boots. I need work boots, right? So I've tried every route. I used to buy the cheap ones that
You can't win because those don't last. The expensive ones are too expensive.
Exactly. So I had somebody tell me, I was looking at like a pair of more expensive boots. They were like $180, $200-something. And they're like, well, they probably last at least 6 months. And I was like, wow, whole 6 months. So I went to Walmart. You know those tan ones, the basic construction boots? $20. They fit fine. My feet were good, and I was like,
daily.
I was thinking, I just buy like 20 pairs of those, and just wear through.
If they're comfortable,
I'm tired of buying things, and you spend extra money because you think it's not going to fall apart, and then it just falls apart anyway. So it's just like I was like,
same assembly line in China, same people, different brand name.
Yeah. So if you see me around with my,
I do have some amazing hiking boots, like from Spain, from Italy, that you know that I bought. Back when I was gainfully employed and I could spend $600 on a pair of boots, I would never buy anything that expensive again. But they're still good.
And you can repair them.
There is there's a point where you're getting a beautiful European handcrafted boot, and it's amazing. But I would do that in hiking boots. I wouldn't do it for work boots.
We're talking about kind of the signs of society breakdown. You probably want good shoes if you go to the amusement park again.
What happened? My goodness. This is okay. So... There was a big fight at Disney. Probably everybody's heard that.
I talked about that.
A big fight at Disney World.
Two big families had a big fight.
Yeah. Right. Then a few days later, Knott's Berry Farm, they do this tweet. And I used to go to Knott's Berry Farm.
Twerk?
No.
I
used to have this a Knott's Berry Farm pass because I live just a few minutes from Knott's Berry Farm. And it was a fun place to go. I would go get that fried chicken dinner. I would have the pass mostly to eat. But I'd go in and ride one ride or something.
Where's Knott's Berry?
It's in the Anaheim area.
Okay.
California.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm 45 minutes. I can get from my house to there and it's a little break. And Knott's Berry Farm is not like, it's the polar opposite of Six Flags. Knott's Berry Farm is all about nice and old timey. It's not the most thrilling rides, but it's just nice. A beautiful, lovely place. Everybody's nice. So they tweeted 3 or 4 days ago. If you go to the Knott's Berry Farm Twitter, you'll see it. They just said, new chaperone policy. All guests under, I think under 17 or 18, under 18 must be chaperoned, and the ratio can't be more than 3 guests to 1 chaperone.
Was there an issue?
Of course. A knife fight.
Oh, a knife fight.
And then that made me curious, and I suggested to Olivia, Olivia may have some more. Then there was a couple days later, another amusement park, I think it was the Six Flags, had a big knife fight. And now, if you just go Google Six Flags, Knott's Berry Farm, Disney, they're all becoming a place for thugs to have knife fights. So that is not what you
maybe
want.
That's what the, and back to that survey, people don't feel safe and they're always worried about going out because
how crazy is that?
Maybe there was always knife fights, but we didn't have social media.
Well, and you know Disney
back in the '70s.
Disney is so good at taking your money, and I said it tongue in cheek, but my friend had enough money that I think he took me seriously. He was going to Disney and he was complaining a little bit about the wait times. And I said, you know, just budget $15,000 a day and do it right because Disney, because this is true for about $8,000 plus tip. And the tip is huge. And they tell you the suggested tip. You can have a Disney cast member lead you directly to the front all day, lead you directly to the front.
Are they armed, hopefully?
No, but...
I mean, I'd feel better if it was like... What's a Disney character that's like armed?
Oh, I don't know. Like a pirate?
Like carrying a sword, like a real sword. Yes. So if I'm going to go there, I want to be guided around.
But you could absolutely... like
a pirate.
Like you could absolutely spend $100,000 to do Disney right for a week. Okay. $100,000 isn't be no problem. But the really nice hotel and with the concierge that leads you around and get... But the point is, imagine if you're spending $100,000. Imagine, and incidentally, you might think that $100,000 is a lot to spend on a week at an amusement park, but the Adele tickets in Vegas.
I would think most people think that, Bruce.
The best, it hit the news today, the best Adele tickets in Vegas, the two best ones for her show are $41,000 per seat.
Wow. So wait, who's Adele?
Yeah, that's what I think. I could get this for Taylor Swift. I'd pay the $41,000 not be okay. Yeah. But it's not reasonable.
So somebody's paying for like the prime seat right up front so they can catch Adele Sweat or something.
The point is that $82,000 for a couple of hours listening to Adele or $100,000 for a week of being royalty at Disney World. $100,000 makes more sense. But anyway, the point though is now you spend $100,000 and there's a knife fight.
Yeah, that's
true.
I mean,
that's the problem.
That's why you need someone to let you
be going there instead of watching the movie, just go to watch it.
That's why I think everybody should be armed.
I can't imagine that Disney let this happen. I mean, that Disney franchise is so valuable that the idea that they could this could have happened, they need to have.
Well, they lost me at their wokeness, though.
Right, of course. But they should have 10 times more. Well, they should have lost a lot of people to wokeness, but they didn't.
So don't they have metal detectors? Probably when you go on. See, that's what it just thinks that we live in a society where everybody's searched and everyone's. But then you go there and you see why, because somebody's going to have a knife fight.
Right.
In Disney World or
Could be a carbon fiber. It could be a ceramic knife.
Well, maybe you should go to somewhere a little more quaint, like the James Madison Estate.
Yes. Are we? Yes. The James Madison Estate. Yeah. So, you know, they've wrecked that, right? I mean, it's. What happened?
One of our founding fathers.
One of our founding fathers, and there's this philanthropist. You've got to kind of. I hate to bite the hand that you shouldn't bite the hand that feeds you, but there's kind of a left leaning philanthropist that has made huge donations to two of these founding fathers' homes. The only one I can think of right now is James Madison Estate, and James Madison Estate is now basically an anti-slavery. Exhibition with an anti-slavery narrative. Well, it is true that James Madison was a slaveholder, but he was also an abolitionist. And even though that sounds ridiculous, even though at the same time he was doing what a lot of people did in that society at the time, he was trying to abolish.
He's trying to change it.
He knew it was wrong.
Yeah,
I just want to say this is. I mean, there's no excuse for slavery. Slavery is the original sin of America. It could never have happened. I'm sure that I would not have. Ever been in that position myself, no matter how much money I had, no matter where I lived. But I just want to point out that even Bill Clinton supported the law against gay marriage because that was the best he could do that year, right?
Well, a reference of the times.
What I'm saying is it's even though I'm sure Bill Clinton today is strongly in support of gay marriage, just like I am. I just think the government shouldn't even be in the marriage business. But if the government is going to be in the marriage business, I don't care. Gay marriage, as a libertarian, let anybody be married. I celebrate love. But the point is, Bill Clinton he couldn't even be brave enough to support gay marriage. When is he president? 90s? I forget.
90s.
He couldn't even in the 90s.
Yeah.
America was still not ready. Well, think about when James Madison, James Madison pushed being an abolitionist. And if you go to Jonathan Turley's website, I'm not saying this right. You go to Jonathan Turley's website, he gives a very balanced. He said, here's all the ways James Madison was bad. But the story is not simply that he was bad. Here's all the ways he was amazing.
This is what they've tried to vilify everybody and the founders of our country. But they were able to set up the system that eventually...
Right.
Over time can correct things that were wrong.
It was going to always be becoming a more perfect union.
Yeah, and we're not perfect, and things aren't perfect in the past, but they try to erase that. And
but whenever somebody comes and says, he was absolutely wrong, how could he possibly have had anything to do with slavery? And I'll say, well, you know, you didn't live there at the time. Who knows? And all I can say is that how could Bill Clinton have possibly been against gay marriage, and yet he was? Or at least he said he was. So to me... You have to evaluate these things in the context. Jonathan Turley is very good. He's a constitutional scholar. He's very good at this.
Hey, love your thoughts. Send in an email, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Bruce, we're just about out of time. We'll get you back on here again in 2 weeks.
Yep.
I'm sure craziness will ensue. But I want to just leave, which is just a hopeful message. We can correct this. The financial side is going to be a mess for a while.
Right.
But we point out the issues because we want to try to correct this in the long run. And I think that's the only way you got to point out all those holes in the ships is because I know usually when we do a show like this, I'll get the why are you being negative emails.
People won't accept on a continuing basis a threat to their personal safety. So
people are one change. They're sick of this.
The police movement and the liberal, the prosecutors that let people won't prosecute. Yeah. That's going away.
When you can't go to an amusement park without a knife fight or can't go on a subway without a twerking event.
Disney.
Las Vegas story we talked about where people are following people home now in cities to rob them. Something's got to change and change
the
quickly.
The pendulum will swing.
Thank you. Go to talkwithjeff.com. Sign up for our big giveaway. Do it right now. Be back tomorrow. Jerry Neighbors will join us. See you soon.